Now here's some Roots Radio music news. Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams are among the prominent folk and Americana artists whose record label will soon be moving from St. Paul, Minnesota to a new home in Nashville. Compass Records announced this week that it's agreed to acquire Red House Records, a widely admired company launched in 1983 by DJ and music advocate Bob Feldman.
He was a real mentor to us when Allison and I started Compass Records back in 94.
That's Gary West. He and his wife, banjo player Allison Brown, relied on Feldman for advice about how to survive and thrive in the roots music niche. When the digital revolution came along in the 2000s, West said often the advice flow went in reverse as Feldman tried to negotiate a brave new world.
Chat on the phone or see each other at a conference and talk about the business and commiserate and share ideas, and it was great. And we always thought he did a fantastic job with that label, with the Red House brand and what it stood for.
And it has largely stood for modern folk music. It grew out of Iowa songwriter Greg Brown's personal label, and under Feldman's guidance signed John Gorka, Eliza Gilkison, Robin Linda Williams, Lucy Kaplansky, and Ramblin' Jack Elliott, who earned them a Grammy Award. Feldman died suddenly in 2006, and his widow, Beth Friend, has kept Red House active and successful ever since. Staffing decisions are still being made, but the labels will merge business operations, even as Red House lives on at a new address.
Red House will continue to be a brand, its own brand, hopefully reflecting the brand's history and making some good sense of its future with new signings.
For WMOT, I'm Craig Havokhurst.